You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your hosts of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where we play a different genre, a different theme based on the weather and or the time of year and or other things. But we are hearkening back to our roots today. It's an Abby week, which means, you know, you're going to get some good older stuff. And it's a good playlist for some good older stuff today. What are we rocking with?
Well, we have a winter show today, which we have done a few winter shows before, just like we've done quite a few summer shows. But I think similar to how we did the summer shows this year, we're trying to, I guess, niche even further on our niche.
Yeah.
And find
niche our niche.
Different versions and different, like, by versions I mean like genres and areas you can explore when we talk about a season. So I put together a winter playlist because to me it feels very winter right now. Like, you know, we're past New Year, we're past Christmas. It's winter time. It's bitter cold. There's snow everywhere.
Yeah.
And I kind of got in my head about like winter driving, because although we maybe try to avoid it if we can, we got to drive places in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about road trip playlists and you often picture a like summer road trip. So I kind of thought about what are some good songs that I would put on like a winter road trip playlist, driving down those roads, probably 20 below the speed limit because you're nervous. They haven't been cleared because you live in the middle of nowhere. And so they're just a sheet of ice. So what are we playing? So anyways, that's the direction I went with this week.
You're like white knuckling the steering wheel as you fishtail. Yeah. No, Abby sent this to me and I liked it. And the only reason why I joked about having old music is my winter driving playlist would have some of these songs on it, but it would look quite different. And so I think it's really cool to have that difference. But are you currently getting dumped on with snow in Toronto?
Yeah, it's been snowing all day today.
Okay. Yeah, because we're getting dumped on right now. So if you're listening, maybe don't go for a drive. Maybe stay at home. If you are currently driving, I hope you make it where you're going safely.
I hope you make it.
And here's some music to get you through.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you have anything to say about the first song or should we jump in?
I think we could jump in. Other than that, it's brand new and it's from upcoming album. So
there you go. So brand new here from the Sheepdogs. This is Keep Out of the Storm.
Ever since I turned 18. that bill. I got to keep out of the snow.
Speedwagon there, riding the storm out, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tim, our winter driving playlist, although I hope you're not driving in this winter weather. REO Speedwagon. Yes.
Particularly the snowy winter weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we had storm songs back to back. That wasn't intentional. I just thought of both of these songs, and then when I looked at the playlist, I went, "Oh, okay." And then they kind of fit together.
Yeah.
But it is kind of fun because that the first one is brand new. The Sheepdogs album comes out at the end of February, which is exciting because they've had a few EPs, but this is their first album, I think, since 2022. I think I'm right on that.
Yeah, because they released an EP last year, which was quite good, but that was... Or was it the year before?
I think they were both in 2024. They did that. I don't remember the name of the, like, summery one with the blue writing. Yeah, and then there was... It was Hell Together, right? The trees.
Yeah.
That was... I think those are both in 2024. But the REO Speedwagon, I like that song, and that's from the 70s. And this album cover is so cool. If you've never seen it, I just love the photo of the REO Speedwagon. The album's called Riding the Storm Out. It's from 1973. But yeah, I think that's a great song. And a bit more rock than maybe people are used to, because I think that I will catch myself there, but the popular REO Speedwagon songs are the more sort of 80s ballady ones.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So I like the 70s rock vibe from this song, and I think it's a good winter road trip song. So
yeah. I like the end guitar solo because it really gives driving on a rural highway. And you know when the snow is like just pelting at you so fast, it kind of looks like you're going like hyperspeed in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the end guitar solo of this song gives, where it's just you're locked in on the road. This is not necessarily a nice, you know, sunny day, winter driving. I'm going to put on some Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young playlist. This is a white knuckled on the highway. I'm getting home after work in a snow squall playlist.
Or I'm on the way to that hockey tournament.
Yeah.
Or those kinds of, that's what I mean, these things where you have to drive. Even if you didn't really want to, it's just like you gotta go. And unfortunately, that stretch can be from like November to April of just terrible driving.
Yeah, well, we've been feeling it here in Kingston.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, and I also forgot to text my roommates to shovel the end of the driveway so I can even get my car in. So maybe this will be me later. Yeah. You know what we should do? We should do a shoveling show.
Music to listen to while you shovel. That's great, actually. That's a great idea. That seems like something I would think of.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Depending on how much snow we have next week, look forward to the shoveling show on Sky's the Limit. All right, we're jumping to the next song here. Anything to say about this one?
This is an example of one that's not like particularly a winter song, but I just thought that the vibe fits, and it's a brand, I think it's actually not brand new, but it's in the last 3 months. Do you know how to pronounce the last name, Skylar?
I was going to give it a go and say Riegling.
Yeah, so Owen Riegling, and I like this song. It's more of a country vibe. I believe he is a country artist, but he's from Mildmay, Ontario.
Never heard of it.
Looking at his picture, and I don't mean this in any sort of negative way, he looks like somebody from Ontario. So I like that I heard this song. I heard this song and thought, this sounds like a small town Ontario winter song to me. And then how he looks, it fits that exactly. So it made me happy. So anyways, wanted to include his song on here.
Beautiful. So from Owen Riegling here, this is Phone Call from Home.
Leaving town with a plan to hitchhike. Catch a ride down the New Jersey Turnpike with a girl in a white dress. Waking up in the land of Springsteen, puffy eye drinking boardwalk caffeine. Feeling young but feeling restless. Lord knows I sleep when I'm dead. And I'll close all the things my grandpa said to me. some sheets that ain't mine. Checked out before the sunrise. Left a motel key on the dresser. Thought a flying used to scare me. Now the air's where I find peace. Till I'm home forever. Lord knows I'll sleep when I'm dead. And I'll keep close all the things my grandpa said.
Mumford and Sons there with Winter Winds, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some winter driving music today to hopefully get you home in the snow today. Hey, listen, people can slam stomp clap hey music as much as they want. I will stand by. I love Mumford and Sons.
See, I just snuck it in there because we started off with like some rock and roll, and then it just sort of turned a little curve to get a bit more country and stomp clap hey.
And then we're going stomp clap hey. I mean, we did a whole stomp clap hey show. That was one of our first radio shows together.
Yeah, we did.
Ever. People say it's cheesy. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's just because it's also so linked with like the millennial nostalgia that even like the millennials can't take it seriously anymore. But they like, it's not that they hate it. It's just like our parents listening to like very cheesy 80s pop.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that they hate it, but it's just like, oh, that was a time.
Mumford and Sons is like our, I'm trying to think of 80s pop, is like our like Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I still like Mumford and Sons. Their album, their newest album was good too. Same as the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. They're still putting out good music. But this album, Sigh No More, I have been thinking about because I saw it recently in a record store that I was in on CD. And I was like, I won't buy it. I just got Babel. And then I was like, oh, I should have got it.
I like this album a lot.
Yeah.
We have the CD.
I know you do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is why I was like, I should have got it.
But you could borrow it and put it on your iPod.
Yeah, maybe I will. Hey, maybe I will. Then I have two Mumford & Sons albums on my iPod. I think we should keep talking like this so that people who like just tune in on the radio will be like, is it 2013?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have two Mumford & Sons albums on my iPod.
It's a good sentence. I don't know. Anyways, this next song, absolute classic, Abby Pole.
This album is so winter to me. I love this album. And I always forget the title of it, though. So, I'm playing the song. No, it's Northern Lights, Southern Cross.
Yeah.
Album by the band. And it's a very winter album to me. And then this song is very wintry, which you will know why if you've not heard it, and you will know why now. So wanted to include it here because I don't know if we've played it or if we did, it was a long time ago. So
we've definitely played it. It's just been a while. Yeah.
But good winter song in my mind and good winter driving song. So.
Yeah, exactly. The band here, Acadian Driftwood.
They started, they never parted.
hearted, they're just built that way. We had kin living south of the border. They're a little older and they've been around. They wrote in a letter, life is a whole lot better. So pull up your stakes, children, and come on. Repetition make a man want to leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare, all we had was gone. Broke down along the coast, oh, but what hurt the most when the people there said, you better keep moving.
From the sidelines. just a common frog. The cold. From the corner, coming, coming, oh, coming.
choice. And I made some value judgments.
Mitchell there, coming from the cold. A little Joni there on our winter driving special. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. A lengthy Joni song there, following a lengthy song from the band as well, to get you through a lengthy winter drive.
Yes, and I guess they ended up right in the middle, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of did something a little bit different with this playlist, too. Similar, like, to what we've been saying before, intentionally for driving, I don't always want to, like, listen to slower songs at the end, because, you know what I mean, the longer you've been driving. So I tried to kind of go back and forth of, we had some more upbeat songs and then the little bit slower in the middle, and then we're gonna go back upbeat again. But I also was thinking about that for the sake of driving, because sometimes I find that naturally I'll do that driving, I'll start going to the slower songs, but then you're starting to get tired of driving and you're listening to like slower songs and it's like, I always think, oh man, I should have done this the other way around.
What I have found myself doing on my new favorite route to drive, maybe the worst route to drive in Ontario, Kingston to Guelph. What I found myself doing is, okay, I'll listen to an album, then around like the Belleville area, that album will end. And so then I'll put on like maybe a chiller playlist to just chill out and stuff, or a podcast. I get all my sleepiness out. And then in Toronto, like once you hit Oshawa, sort of that playlist has ended. And so then once I hit Oshawa, it's lock-in music time, which is I put on an album or a couple albums in a row that I know, like I've heard a million times before, could sing without the album there, and that's my lock-in music. And then once I get past Toronto and you're in that like hour-long stretch just to Guelph, it's like you got to put on the most upbeat music you've ever heard to not fall asleep.
Exactly.
So that's what you're sort of doing with this playlist here.
Because I think now is when it starts to take a bit of a shift, because we're going to go back into some upbeat stuff, and similar to the beginning, it's not necessarily like winter themed as much as like Winter Winds, Acadian Driftwood, and Coming from the Cold are. But like we talk about with summer songs, these songs to me are wintry. Like I would listen to them in the winter or this time of year while driving. So and the next one I would have listened to the original, but then this is a cover that just came out, which I thought was kind of exciting. So Skylar, if you want to like go into that, or if you have anything to say.
I have nothing to say other than I too also really like this cover. The Beach is here, I Ran. The Bangles there, Hazy Shade of Winter. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Those two songs seemed so short after our 15-minute escapade with Joni Mitchell and the band, but a little more upbeat to get you through the end of your drive.
Yeah, I think so. I did look at, I always do it after I make my playlist just because I kind of want to see where I go first, but I look at like Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube of if you look up like winter and that kind of thing, or I try to look up a theme that's similar to one that we're doing, and Hazy Shade of Winter was on most of them, but like the Simon and Garfunkel version. And I kept thinking, oh, I want to, if I think of this playlist that I was making, Hazy Shade of Winter fits, but this one. So yeah. I put this one on because I also, to me, this is more of a like a winter song than a fall or summer or spring song. And
well, it says winter in the title.
Yes, I guess that's that's true.
And
I just don't think of it, I just don't think of it as in like winter weather. It's more
that's
of like
true.
You know how we talk about how there's like songs that fit with like the weather.
Yeah,
you know, we talk about the Sky's the Limit all the time, but to me this one's just like an association with the time of year, like I would just play it. But I also realized that we went from the Beaches to the Bangles, which is also kind of fun.
That's true. We almost did the band The Beaches the Bangles.
Yeah, that's true. The Sheepdogs as well is at the on this playlist.
But
so.
The Sheepdogs, it's not they don't start with a B.
Yeah, it's not the
like,
beep alliteration.
Dogs.
Yeah.
So stupid. Yeah. So I don't know. You could have done the band The Beaches the Bangles.
I could have. Now that you've got this far on the playlist, Skylar, is there anything like you would personally like add that you can think of? Because you normally talk about, we were just talking about how we have a little bit more time to talk. I see the thing with my weeks as well, I'm not as good at hitting the sweet spot of time as Skylar is. I always have either too many songs, like too much time taken up by music, or not enough.
Yeah, that's true.
But Skylar, you normally talk about your sort of like song association. So I was just wondering if you had thought of anything, like, because you said your winter playlist is very different. But
well, if we're getting into it now, next week I might do my sort of winter driving playlist. It won't be winter driving, wee woo in Toronto. A little bit. It won't
oh, I
be.
I can't even hear
oh,
it.
You can't. I can hear it. That's funny. It won't be winter driving per se, but this is what I would sort of add to this playlist. Something from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, because that's my like January, February driving album. I'm thinking Jesus, Etc., or maybe even Heavy Metal Drummer or Camera. You know, something Wilco, you know, something Big Thief. Specifically, maybe Velvet Ring, I would add to this playlist. Something Sufjan Stevens, but not like what I call sad Sufjan Stevens. Something actually from his newer album, Javelin, which most people think of like a spring summer album. I love listening to more upbeat folk in the winter. So something from that album. I would add some Simon and Garfunkel, as we just talked about. Wyatt C. Lewis. I listened to a lot of his album Chandler while driving in the winter. So again, like not sad. And then something from the Decemberists.
Yeah. See, and I totally get all of that, but that's what I think is so great about that, because this is like, I was thinking we're gonna go with 80s like cowbell,
you know.
And then but then I also think it fits, right? And that's what I think is so fun about this, like, the we've gone to like four different genres on this show alone, and
you would
add in folk and like more indie stuff and all that, and it would just work, which I think is kind of fun when you think of these things in a more general sense.
So what did I say? I would add something Sufjan Stevens. And then this is just a preview of next week's playlist, essentially. Something The Mountain Goats. Something MJ Lenderman. And what else am I thinking
of? You were on the Decemberists, Skylar.
The Decemberists. Yeah. I was thinking William Fitzwilliam, specifically by the Decemberists. But yeah, more in that realm, some Fleet Foxes as well.
Yeah, I thought about Fleet Foxes. It was between them or Mumford and Sons when I added the...
Yeah, you went more stomp, clap, hey, rather than indie, you know, that vibe.
Yes, indie. I don't even know what you would call that. Like, I don't have a word
for
the,
know.
Like, the Decemberists, like... Fleet Foxes.
It's like
that vibe.
It's like indie folk revival, right? They fit in that realm of, I want to say they fit in sort of adjacent to Mumford and Sons, but they sit more in the like Bright Eyes realm of, like that.
Which was also like came sort of out of Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
And that kind of surge.
Maybe.
Like, I would say that Sufjan Stevens and Bon Iver were also in there as well.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah.
Maybe, you know, we can classify them. Okay, Abby and I keep having this conversation. People in culture, there's a term being thrown around in culture, Tay Daughter, for like Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, like saying that they're Taylor Swift's musical daughters. Right.
Oh, okay.
So then we got into this conversation of like men who make really good music but can't really sing being
Neil Young's son.
So like Cameron Winter is Neil's son. Like Sabrina Carpenter is Tay Daughter. Right. Right.
Yes.
So
yes,
maybe Sufjan Stevens, Bon Iver, Fleet Foxes, Bright Eyes. They're Elliot's son.
Yeah, there we go.
Really long-winded way, but we got there. We got there.
Write an essay and get it published.
Yeah, thank you so much. This will actually be published in the next... What's a big music journal? Hey, for $5, name a music journal.
Exclaim.
Thank you. This will be published in the next Exclaim. Now you've sent me on a tangent. I don't even know where the playlist went. What is this? What are we playing? Oh, winter driving. You made me pull up my own winter driving playlist and I completely lost track.
Yeah, well, I love that you talked about all that, because I think it's fun, because now we're going to play this last song when we do that has no association really with any of those people that you just mentioned.
No, but again, that's a little sneaky peeky into next week.
There we go.
So, yeah. Let's jump into the last song. You have anything to say about it?
No, there's just that I think it's kind of funny because it's not about winter, but then it has cold in the title. But another just, like, I think great rock song that I would want to listen to on my winter drive as well. So I put it right at the end, which, again, because I think it would have made more sense thematically how we've done in the past to put, like, Joni or the band towards the end. But I said, no, we're going to put an upbeat, shorter rock song at the end. So
there you go.
Thanks for partaking in my playlist with me.
Hey, you're so welcome. Anytime, man. So stay safe, stay warm. If you are doing some winter driving, you know, try to get where you're going the least slippery as possible. We're going to finish off the night here with some Foreigner, Cold as Ice.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take.
And Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Honey, another bird hit the window.
Birds hitting a window can cause severe head injuries and broken bones.
Birds cannot see glass. They can only see a tree's reflection in a window.
You should put decorations on your windows so birds do not think it is the sky.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
I Hello, this is John A. from The Speed of Sound.
This is John, the drummer from The Speed of Sound.
This is Anne-Marie from The Speed of Sound.
This is Kevin from The Speed of Sound.
And you are listening to
CKS.